It's deja vu, like deja vu.
Gossip, news, and drama.
We got it all.
It's time for Deja Vu to spill some tea.
I ain't wanna gossip, so you ain't heard that from me.
You gotta hear it!
Spilling that tea about Teddy Riley versus Babyface. Oh my gosh. Over 400,000 people were watching, and this thing was a major letdown, major debacle, because Teddy Riley's sound and everything. Oh my goodness. Meantime, Teddy's in other news about some kind of Twitch concert that was being played and somebody sued and something. Follow me at Deja Vu Speaks. I'll give you the rest of the details. Listen, it's the Deja Vu Show, special edition of So What You Sayin'. We have Dr. Ish, who's the psychiatrist / marriage counselor from WeTV's Marriage Boot Camp. What's up, Dr. Ish?
I'm very good.
We're in a whole different situation, right? We're with our loved ones 24/7 up in here because of the whole COVID crisis, with a lot of folks being quarantined at home. If you're not an essential worker, you're just pretty much with your entire family all day, every day. How do you not drive each other crazy? Please help me.
Well, you're going to, right? And so that's the problem most couples have, is they think that they shouldn't have any, and they think that they should like each other all the time, and you're just not going to. So allow for that.
And the best new artist is me. I have never received nothing. You all ain't never gave me no Grammy. And I've been singing for years. I am the architect of rock and roll. They never gave me nothing.
Hey, it's the Deja Vu Show. Today, for knowledge is power, we're talking Little Richard. He was born down in Macon, Georgia, one of 12 children. He said he was born in the slums. Now, listen, he started going around learning piano from this guy named Escarita. You have to go and Google Escarita. When you hear Escarita, you're going to be like, oh my God, did Little Richard jack his style? But later on, I saw that they actually co-wrote a lot of songs together. So I think they were working together, and there were hints of an alleged relationship between the two, but the hits came for Little Richard by way of Tutti Frutti and Good Golly Miss Molly. But if you look at the credits, you'll see that Escarita actually played piano on some of those things in the recordings as well. I just kind of want to open the platform for you to be able to speak a little bit about what's going on with you. Where's your headset? As we talked about this before, but I'm going to be doing periodic checkups on you because I need to make sure my peoples are okay. Let's go to my Deja Vu lines. 1-833-DEJA-SHOW. So what you saying?
Hey, Deja Vu. This is D. So I am trying to figure out how to get through this quarantine. I mean, you know what? It's cool for a while to be at home. Well, if you're not worried about your bills, but when you are worried about your bills like me, it can be a little stressful. Just wondering what's going to happen next.
You're listening to the Deja Vu Show. We did a segment live on the air on IG yesterday, actually. And I was talking to my girl, Shamika, and she had a lot to say about what she's learned since she's been quarantined. So what you talking about, girl? What was the hard thing for you?
It's hard being home by myself.
Oh, my goodness. So wait a minute. What are some of the things you have to get over and overcome being at the home by yourself?
Well, I have to cook too much by myself because I'm not ordering anything. I've never eaten so much leftovers, but it's fine. I'm learning how to save money now, so that's great, too.
That's a good thing. We got special guest Jill Scott. One thing that people have been doing during this whole quarantine to get our minds off of, you know, all the crazy that's happening, I saw that Swiss Beats and Timbaland came up with this whole Versus thing, and everybody has gone bananas over it. And now the fans are speaking, and they've spoken, and they said they want you versus Erykah Badu.
You know what? I kept thinking, I wonder if somebody's going to say something at some point.
Right.
You know, somebody going to ask to do one of these verses, and I thought, I don't think I want to battle.
Why?
I don't think I want that. Why? I'm not really that person.
Mm-hmm.
I like everybody to win. I root for both teams.
Right. We got Lee Cray hanging in the building with us. How do you decide who you want to collab with? Because this is just a whole hodgepodge of folks. But everybody kind of gravitates to you. I love it.
For me, I'm always going to want to do the authentic songs. I'm probably never going to just do something that frivolous and just, you know, if I do a song with, you know, Megan Thee Stallion or somebody like that, it's going to be about her real life, her scars, her struggles. And so that's as long as we're talking about something that's meaningful and impactful, we can make music.
That's amazing.
It's Deja Vu, like Deja Vu.